What up, homies? It's your boy, Stev, and welcome to The Bracket.
Back in 2020, like most of the world, me and Ash didn't have a lot going on, so we decided to make a list of the 130 greatest movies of all time and pit them against each other, tournament style, to see which ones came out on top. We judged them against each other in five categories: production, writing, acting, originality, and rewatchability. Whichever movie took the most categories moved on. Don't get me wrong, it was rarely unanimous between us, but it was always a lot of fun. Just a heads up, we did record these a few years ago, so if the timeline feels a bit weird, that's why. If you want to check out the list of the 130 movies, I'll put a link to our website in the description below. So without further ado, let's all go back to the land of 2020, where all we did was sit at home, drink excessively, and watch flicks. Enjoy.
Here's a fun little thing for you. What year did Mario Party come out? I learned that one today. You're usually good for years.
I'm usually pretty good at years. I know I was fucking off. Young. I'm going to say 1999. Shut the fuck up. I feel so good about myself.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
You can keep that. February 8th, 1999. I found that out today.
I feel pretty good about that.
Because I was trying to like do the math and I was 1 year off. I said 98 and I said, because I remember being in Fresh Cuts by the old Walmart and you bought the Wii.
No. Yeah, but that was...
And I said, I was about 12, which means GameCube came before Wii and Nintendo 64 came before GameCube. I said, so I'm guessing I would have been like 8. And it turns out it was 99. Yeah. So I was 8, but just by the year. So I said 98 by accident. But yeah, it's 99. You were right.
Nice. Thanks. Okay. Are you ready? Ashley, what do you want? What do you want, Ashley?
I don't want baby in the corner. How was that?
That was perfect.
That was a good opening. Wasn't expecting that. Thank you.
Unfortunately, that opening's been ruined for me. Did you watch? Okay. So, over COVID.
Did we even say what movies yet?
No, not yet. Over COVID, Kevin James made a bunch of short films. Have you heard of these?
I know Kevin James, but no.
So he like made these like short films.
The chubby guy, King of Queens?
Yeah. Where he made a bunch of short films where he puts himself into famous movies as the sound guy. Like, the guy
I have seen one or two.
Yeah.
I have.
Well, there's one that's from The Notebook, and it's that scene.
Yes.
And he's like, and Ryan Gosling's like, what do you want? And he's like, I just need a sound test. What do you want from me? What do you want? I really need a sound test.
I love
test,
that. That's cute.
It's so funny. Watching this, it's really unfortunate because me and my wife are watching The Notebook is the movie we're talking about this time. And as soon as that scene happened, both of us just start dying laughing. It's a super emotional scene. Like, it's like the pivotal scene of the movie. And for some reason,
what
just
do you want, Allie?
What do you want?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just talking about Kevin recently. James, what's his name again?
Kevin James.
Yeah, Kevin James is right. And apparently he's in a great movie called Becky.
I've heard of this movie. I haven't watched it yet.
So I actually have it written down. I have it downloaded. I'm going to go watch it. Apparently it's the complete opposite. He is like the bad guy in it.
Yeah.
Apparently he has like a shaved head, a swastika, and he's all fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, shit. Because all I've ever seen him in was like Nap Nap Chuck and Larry. You know, like King of Queens, like that jokey.
Like he always plays the same like
the
character,
exact
right?
same character.
Like either like the overweight best friend or like the guy that's not
Will
supposed
Smith.
To the hit like
Hitch.
Yeah, the guy who's like not supposed to get the 10 but does. Kind
but
of,
does.
You know what I mean? Like,
but like I was like, what? And my kitchen manager was like, man, like seriously, it's ruined Kevin James form.
Really?
He's like, now that he sees him in stand up, he can't watch it anymore. Cause he just pictures this guy who's so
I want to say it's on Amazon Prime, actually.
No way.
I want to say, yeah, it just popped up on Amazon Prime, which is how I even...
Which is probably how he found it.
Yeah, more than likely.
Oh, that's so cool.
But anyway, and then fucking speaking while we're talking about funny videos on the internet, it just so happens last week you found the funniest fucking TikTok.
I did.
It's a turtle laying on top of another turtle, and the song, I've had the time of my life.
But the best part about the TikTok is this girl is just by the lake and these two turtles are doing it, but its legs and arms are just straight out. That's the best part.
It's like, it's just
balancing on top of the other turtle's shell, and it's just the legs are out, and it's just she's singing like, I've had the time of my life.
It's died. So silly.
I sent it to them so fast because I knew this movie was coming up.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I have never seen Dirty Dancing.
No shit.
This was my first time seeing Dirty Dancing.
Oh, okay. So, The Notebook versus Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
What did you think?
So, for me, it was hard because I have seen The Notebook 10 times.
Okay.
I'm not really the one to like, and just cry, but I know all the scenes. I know the movie. So, for me, Dirty Dancing was an interesting... what these now Nicholas Sparks movies used to be.
Yeah.
And I actually thought it was so dark. Like, the whole point being around this dancer is getting like a schmorschmorschen, and that's why...
Oh, you're talking about Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was so deep. And I'm like, what the fuck are we talking about?
That's the plot of the whole movie. Yeah.
Like, why are we talking about this? This was fine.
Is it, what makes it even weirder is the fact that nobody says abortion the whole movie. It's
right.
You probably have a drinking game based off of any time somebody says, I heard it was you that got that girl in trouble.
Right.
Heard it wasn't you who got that girl in trouble. Like, just like.
And then the one guy was like, I heard her screaming and I tried to get in, but I couldn't. So I'm like, what the fuck are we talking
about?
Like,
did this doctor have bouncers or something?
Fuck, man. Like, I just wasn't expecting that. Because when I see Dear John, The Notebook, these Nicholas Spark movies,
Yeah. They're
always the same story, but it's like a lighthearted movie.
Yeah, but Dirty Dancing was based on a Nicholas Sparks thing.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, but this is the new love story.
This is the new,
like, girls' night compared to what it used to be, which is right. This schmorschmorschen movie. And I was like, holy fuck. I also didn't find Patrick Swayze to be that good looking. I'm sorry.
What? Even I think Patrick Swayze is good looking in this movie.
I think his face is so odd.
He walks into a room and he's the fucking man.
Compared to Ryan Gosling, come on.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
Come on.
Ryan Gosling's weird.
Ryan is older with the beard. You're like, oh, she, even I.
I mean, every dude looks good with a beard. It's just the way it is. I mean, it's scientific fact, first of all. Man, when Patrick Swayze walks in, and it's not just the fact that he's attractive. It's how confident he is, how charming he is. He just fucking walks in and everybody cheers like, oh shit, it's, I think his name is Johnny Castle. Like, what a, like, talk about the most fucking action hero-y name ever. Like, if he was taking down terrorists in New York City, it would make sense. Like, you know, he was
his leather jacket and his hair slicked back.
Right? Yeah. He was like a cop on his third divorce. Like, just, it would make sense to me. Johnny Castle, you know? You're kicking you off the force. No, but that's like, he's just a badass. He just walks in, right? And like, everybody likes him. It's just one of those things. But, and that's what's so interesting about his character, right? Is everybody likes him, but like, all of these rich people push him around and he just has to take it.
Right.
Like, and he can't stand.
Because it's his job.
And he needs it. It's one of those things, right? But.
Yeah, I thought that was a very interesting turn. I was not expecting that because I keep hearing it's a girly, oh my God, let's watch Dirty Dancing. And I just wasn't expecting that. Now, about Jennifer Grey.
Yeah.
Let's talk about her first.
I think she's fantastic.
I actually find her extremely attractive.
Oh, me too, yeah.
I don't know what it is about her, and I find it so disheartening and so sad that she changed her appearance.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, like, I know I'm in a gossip world. Hold on, just pause Jennifer Grey for a second. The Kardashians, okay? This thing happened last week. I don't know when you guys are listening to this. And Kourtney, someone took a video of Kourtney Kardashian live, and she, like, did, like, lawyers got it shut down. Because it wasn't what she wanted to look like. Because it wasn't photoshopped, and it wasn't
Yeah.
Facetuned. And it's sad that these actresses, this Jennifer Grey could have been the perfect portrait of your nose can be big and you can still be fucking gorgeous. Mm, look at me in this movie. She was also in Red Dawn.
Yeah, she was awesome.
And she was in Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
And yet then she changed her nose and no one wanted her.
To be fair, though, in the other two movies, she wasn't really necessarily the love interest,
no,
right?
She wasn't. But it was the point that, oh, this girl is getting more and more and more famous. And now she's the big shot. She's in Dirty Dancing, which was probably the biggest movie of the year. Because that movie was pretty popular.
It was popular, definitely.
And it just sucks where I was like, man, she had the right idea to be a perfect portrait. Yeah. Rebel Wilson did that for a long time. But I know she lost weight recently due to her health. But Queen Latifah is still chunky and she's like rocking it.
Yeah.
Like, girl, you can be fluffy. Lizzo's perfect. So it's just unfortunate that we don't have one of those sexy actresses with the big noses anymore.
No, it's true.
And she changed it, which sucks. And is that why she stopped getting movies, you think?
Allegedly. I have no idea, to be honest with you. I haven't read up enough on it. But, like, that's what she's... According to her, you know what I mean? She got the nose job and she was never really into movies again. She was on, like... I want to say she won Dancing with the Stars very recently.
Which I find hilarious. I mean, she was on Dancing with the Stars. Yeah.
And the only... I don't know. I didn't watch it, but the only way it could have ended is with her with the...
Oh,
the
fucking with the lift.
Yeah, that's the only way it could have
happened. Apparently, her and Swayze fought all the time. And they also fought in Red Dawn as well.
That's actually a common theme between both of these movies. Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams fucking hated each other.
I heard that in the beginning. And yet they dated in real life.
Okay, yeah, it's actually funny. So they... it's not really spoilers, but so... Yeah, it's not really, it's not super spoilery, but with The Notebook, it's split into two halves. It's like them when they're younger and then them when they're a little older. Well, it turns out all of the stuff that they filmed first was them older. So Ryan Gosling, he like was at a
particular... What do you want like that?
Yeah. So like he was at a particular weight. He had like the beard.
Oh,
so
that's
then,
smart.
And then, so then they took like a break in between and then he got thinner. And worked out a lot and then, like, shaved his face and stuff to make himself look a little younger, right? So it's funny. Apparently, at first, they fucking hated each other. So much so that, like, they were trying to get each other fired off of the movie. Like, but then, apparently, the director got so fed up with it that he, like, sat him down and was like, okay, what the fuck's your problem? And they, like, just had this, like, shouting match. And then they kind of started liking each other. Then they went for break. He got all thin and stuff. And then they started dating after that.
Which I find hilarious.
Which fucking works so well, though, because that first half of the movie, they are in fucking love.
They are, though.
And you could tell. Whereas, like, the latter half of the movie, they're very standoffish with each other. And it fucking just works.
You're right, though. Like, whenever they're like, she's like, say I'm a bird. Like, those times. Yeah. And then, like, whenever they're, like, squishing the ice cream in his face and they're, like, kissing and stuff. I can see what you mean.
100%.
Yeah. And then later on, there's so much tension because of the whole situation.
Yeah.
Right? Which we can't really talk about until after. But,
we'll talk about it.
But yeah, I have obviously seen The Notebook many, many, many times. But... Sorry. I'm drinking a vodka seltzer. Sorry. Soda water.
All right. You want to rate these?
Yeah, so we're going to go by our power.
Power!
Power! So production, you know what? I always go first. How about ladies go first? How about you go first?
That doesn't make sense, okay.
You didn't like my joke, okay.
Should I just go through all of them? Okay. You know what's funny? This one was tough for me. I don't know. The Notebook is a very well-made movie. I have some issues with it that we'll get into with spoilers, but Dirty Dancing is just well-rounded awesome to me. Like, so, okay, so I think production, I think The Notebook's probably better.
Keep in mind The Notebook had a $25 million budget. Dirty Dancing only had five.
Which makes sense because it's, I mean, realistically...
Dirty Dancing made, like, probably $50 million more.
Wow.
The Notebook.
And here's the thing, like Dirty Dancing, it's all in one location. It all takes place.
It's in two. One's in Virginia and one's in another camp somewhere else.
Oh.
But so, yeah, so it was the indoor scenes are in Virginia, but the camp is actually a camp.
Oh, I see.
Wherever, another state.
Interesting.
They're not in New York.
Yeah, yeah. So that keeps it cheap, whereas The Notebook, it's kind of everywhere.
It's everywhere.
And it's a period piece.
And so all the cars are different. All the clothing is different. All the shops are different.
There's a war scene.
There's not enough
war. We'll get into that later. But
right, though. You have a point.
I do think production, The Notebook takes it. I think acting, The Notebook takes it.
You're going out of order. What about...
I know. Okay. But I'm... So,
Everyone, he does not spell power.
Listen. So I'm saying... Production, Notebook takes it. Acting, Notebook takes it. But I think the other three go to Dirty Dancing.
No. Yeah.
I think it's really well written. It's really tight. Again, it's a movie. I like movies that I've never seen before. Like movies that, like, not only have I, like, I don't know, like something
new. So originality.
Fresh. That's original. It's original. It's well written. And I think I could watch it again before I watch The Notebook. For sure. So I'm going to give it 3-2. But I mean, you have the opportunity to do whatever you want here. It's close enough to where you could swing it anyway.
This is interesting.
Okay.
So, production, I completely agree with you 100%. There's no way you can touch all the time and effort and the products and the props and everything that The Notebook had to get.
Yeah.
So, even all the... Yeah, we can't even talk about that. So, even all the scenes... Right, it's so hard to do. So let's go with production is a Notebook, 100%.
Yeah.
We can just shake that out.
Yeah, it is.
The originality is hard for me.
The Notebook? I mean, sorry, the Notebook wins over Dirty Dancing. You're saying, okay, I'm sorry. You didn't freak out on me.
I did not interrupt you, yeah, sir. Yeah, yeah. Okay, here's the thing, though. I understand what you're saying, obviously. Because there wasn't really a dance movie like that. My argument is there really a love story that talks about Alzheimer's that much? That brings it to life that much?
I mean, is that a spoiler? I don't know.
That's the whole damn movie. Is that a spoiler?
I don't think you find out that for the first half of the movie. Doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Should I restart?
No, it's okay.
I didn't think that was pretty fucking obvious.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So, no, let's hold it. Don't give me any pity points.
Okay.
Writing. See, I would have to go with The Notebook too for writing. You're crazy.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Are you going to give all five to The Notebook? Oh my god, no.
Now that I think about it, probably.
Well, then The Notebook wins.
The acting, you can't give acting to Dirty Dancing, which you didn't either. You gave acting to...
What do you want?
Yeah, really. No. You gave acting to The Notebook.
Yeah, I did.
They are really intense and their acting really is well beautiful. Yeah. Okay. Rewatchability, see, I didn't cry. I didn't feel any feelings. I didn't really care during Dirty Dancing.
There's only one scene in The Notebook that I cared, but I'll get to that in spoilers because it's near the end. But
so yeah, I don't cry anymore with The Notebook either. I'm just kind of like numb now. I think I'm just a numb person, maybe. Unless it's about like the girl lions killing Scar for like Simba.
Fuck.
That gets me, man. When those women went out, I was like, that was me. I cried. Yeah, I honestly did not really enjoy Dirty Dancing. I don't think I enjoyed really any of it. And I don't think I'll watch it again.
Really?
Yeah, I don't...
Wait, what? You didn't enjoy the movie?
I didn't really care for it.
What?
No. I don't think I'll ever watch it again. And there's only a couple on this list so far that I've said I'll never watch again.
Oh.
This is one of them. I think I've kind of seen it. I'm done. I kind of like saw it. I'm good.
What?
Dear John 2. Like all those girly movies. I kind of saw it. I'm done.
Oh.
There's one girly movie that like I loved. And I will watch it and I'll cry every time. It's called The Longest Ride. Kills me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This kills one, me. The artist.
Scott East, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, the twist kills me.
Yeah.
I cry every time.
Well, Scott East was really good. And the girl in that movie, she's one of those actresses who like everything she's in, it's like you deserve to be famous. Like, how are you not more famous? But the problem is every movie she's in fucking sucks.
The Longest Ride didn't really get anything.
That's it. Like,
I kind of saw it on like a whim. I think, I'm not going to say her name. Excuse me. My niece, when she was young, she's now 19, but when she was like 12, she's like, oh my God, Auntie, you should watch this movie. And I'm just going, and she's in my apartment. I'm the adult and I'm bawling, sharing tissues. But yeah, like, I don't really, so I think it's unfortunate for Dirty Dancing because I did grow up in this whole era of this is what a love book should be. And it's the same thing repeated over and over and over and over. But then I watched this movie and I'm like, oh, this is like morbid to me. It's really dark. It's very different. And I didn't like it for that reason.
Maybe that's why I like it so much. I don't know.
But that is why you would like it. And that's why the listeners probably like it. It's because it is different.
Yeah. There's this Bo Burnham joke. It's like a song where he talks about like how every love song is exactly the same.
Oh, the same four chords.
Yeah. It's like, I love your eyes because they're bluish, brownish, greenish color.
Yeah, I like that your torso is an arm on either side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
like, yeah,
I love that your fingerprints are like no other.
Like, yeah. It's so fucking vague. Everything he says is so vague. That's what I feel like when I watch The Notebook. It's just it's so true. Vague. I don't know. But
it's so true. And I understand that completely. I do.
All right. That's cool. Okay. Well, Notebook wins. So.
Are you sure? Like, no, you don't wanna...
You did it. It's cool. No big deal.
If you want to like discuss and try to win me over to the other side.
I don't think it's possible. You've made a few decisions that you didn't like Dirty Dancing. I don't think there's much I can say that will sway you. So, you know what? I really like Dirty Dancing. I think it's a fucking awesome movie.
Do you like The Notebook, though?
It's okay. I didn't mind it. I thought it was all right.
Okay, so yeah. You are agreeing that it's fine. That
it's
fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. No, it's one of those things where it's like, if it wins, yeah, that makes it. It could have gone either way on this one, and it would have made sense.
Right. Like, if you like pushed me a little bit, I could probably go towards Dirty Dancing, but no, I would.
I would have needed, what, 3 points of yours, and I don't think I could have got them. So
yeah, that's fair. All right. So The Notebook.
Yeah.
And sorry, Dirty Dancing, but yeah. I saw you.
You know what? I had the time of my life. I had the time of my life. spoilers next.
Spoilers! Spoilers!
Spoilers!
Okay, we like sing spoilers and like the... Spoilers.
No, it's like no.
Spoilers, spoilers, spoilers.
Spoilers. No, we should sing the one that they sing. I love a boy. What's that? Oh, oh, spoilers.
And what if he still doesn't answer? I say spoilers. Oh, oh, spoilers. My sweet spoilers.
Which is the weirdest scene of the fucking movie. I don't know. Dude. There's something so strange about him laying on the ground like he's like on the cover of a Harley Quinn novel. He's just like he's just
Harley
posing.
Quinn, that was good.
Like he's just posing so fucking weird.
Unfortunately, that whole scene was ruined by How I Met Your Mother and Barney.
Yeah, definitely.
Whenever he like photoshops himself in there, I was like, that's better, actually.
Which actually they're making, did you hear they're making a spinoff of that show?
They are not.
Yeah, they're doing How I Met Your Father. And Hilary Duff's going to be the main character. Yeah.
She's taking over the one chick?
Well, no. So it's,
she was great.
It takes place in the same universe, but it's not the same characters.
Then why do it? What's the fucking...
Because it's like the same thing where it's like her talking to her kids about how they...
Yeah, but I would love to see the mother's side of how she met Ted.
Well, they kind of did it that one episode, right? So...
The one episode.
Yeah, and it's really sad, that episode, so...
So how about you do a whole season of that? Because I would love that.
Yeah, that'd be...
Because they lived right off of the same street.
Wouldn't that have been an actual great last season?
If that would have been amazing.
Introduce a whole new set of characters... It just had an entire season.
I would have been fine with that.
That would have been fucking crazy, right?
I would have been fine.
It would have been balls to the wall crazy if they did that.
By the way, the listeners wouldn't know. How About Your Mother is my top favorite movie. I was like number 3 in Canada for How About Your Mother trivia. I'm cuckoo. I know every quote, and I did. know every quote, everything. You could show me 30 seconds of any episode and I'll tell you what it is.
Yeah.
The title, what season, everything. But now I don't think I can. Because now I fall asleep to Modern Family.
Oh, I just had a great idea, actually. You know what would be a fucking, like, you know what would be an awesome twist? Is if it turned out to be the girl that Barney got pregnant.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be? And it turns out the father's Barney?
Oh my God.
Wouldn't that be something?
Don't fuck me up like that.
That'd be great. I just thought,
spoiler section? The only, you guys heard this first. If that's the twist, he said it. How crazy. We never really saw her, did we?
No. He just says, you gotta go pregnant. And then the next scene is like him with the baby. Never mind.
You don't even know her name or nothing. You don't know anything about her. Hilary Duff, what an interesting character.
I would love to see Hilary Duff come back. Like,
she came back in a song recently a few years ago.
She was on a show. I don't know if she still is. She was on a show called Younger for a long time.
Okay, so I know she's been around.
Yeah. No, she's fantastic.
And like I know she's on TikTok because if I see her all the time, like her as like a mother with like whatever. Like, I don't know if she's a mother, excuse me, but I mean like an adult.
Yeah.
So I've seen her recently. That's cool. I love that. I'm upset that it's not the mother. That would have been a good series.
Yeah. So apparently it's the second time they tried it. They actually filmed the pilot. And it was Greta Gerwig. I don't know if I can tell you a movie that you would know that she was in.
Okay.
She's like a director now. She's really good, but she's actually a great actress. But Meg Ryan played the Bob Saget of that.
No way.
Yeah, so she...
The voice?
Yeah, so like from like When Harry Met Sally? Yeah. Like she played like the Bob Saget.
That's cool.
So
her voice is nice.
It would have been perfect. Like, but it didn't... I don't know why the pilot didn't get picked up.
Because like in stuff like this, they're so stupid. Like, for example, Game of Thrones. Like, they were like, we're going to release a prequel, which they still say they are.
Yeah.
They're going to do the Targaryens.
Yeah, House Targaryen.
Which
yeah.
is awesome. But then I'm thinking, no, they're going to somehow screw it up.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not going to be of the Mad King. It's going to be before the Mad King. And it's going to be... And it's like, no, you're not listening.
Yeah, no, it's supposed to be way before the Mad King, I think.
Because I wanted the Mad King... We're not spoiling anything. That's like the first episode of Game of Thrones. Relax. Is I want the last episode of that season for Buddy to stab the king and kill him.
Yeah.
That would have been a perfect season or series finale. Done.
I want
to know everything up to that.
That would have made that better is if they somehow changed it. Like in the way, like, okay, you know how they say history is decided by the winners of war?
Okay.
You ever hear that saying where it's like, if there's a battle, the people who win get to decide what's said about the losers, right? Or
it's a good quote. It could make sense.
I'm butchering the quote. I don't remember even who said it. But that's the thing. Maybe it's history is written by winners. And I don't fucking remember what the quote is. But either way, what if the Mad King wasn't actually mad? What if he was actually the sanest person in the world, but they killed him and they needed a reason?
Right.
Right? Like, what if like they turn it on its head? The problem with that, though, is there's so much fucking lore. Like, there's so many books and all that shit that it's...
Saying
it's,
he is.
Yeah, it's hard to kind of get around.
The problem is it she? I'm not going to say much into it, but if she was calm under pressure, then maybe you can argue that.
Yeah.
But it's because of the way she dealt with things is the only reason why that whole thing is backing up that he was mad.
Yeah, well, they imply that the reason why, like, a lot of these characters are, like, unstable is because of incest, right?
Right.
So, that's, I don't know, but...
Like, Bolton and stuff?
Yeah,
Bolton... Well, I don't think Bolton was. He was a bastard. No,
he was a bastard, but I'm talking more about...
he should have been.
Yeah. I'm more talking about, like, Joffrey and, like...
Right.
All them, right? And I want to say she was, too, right? Because wasn't her, like... It was her brother or her cousin in the first season. Was
her brother?
Her brother wasn't weren't they?
Not Viserys.
I think
but
it was, I think it was Viserys. No,
I forget his name, but yeah,
it was something like that. Weren't they like together?
No,
maybe I'm wrong. Fuck it.
He like saw her naked and stuff in the first episode.
Oh, okay, we're fucking straying.
Sorry.
Either way,
I know we're getting really manly for this girly episode. I know. Sorry.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah. So anyway, back to
The Dirty Dancing of the Notebook.
Here's my biggest issue with The Notebook, in all honesty.
Okay.
I feel like when I watch it, you could tell it's a fucking book. Okay? And I mean that in the worst possible way. Only because they just fucking, like, hop, skip, and jump over everything. It's like, ooh, there's that day that this happened. Oh, there's that day that this happened.
There's no filler.
There's just, and like, he goes to war for one scene.
I know.
And oh, and that's the day so-and-so
they
dies.
They really had to, like, kill a buddy off.
Really bad. Yeah. Like, it's just like, and it didn't even really affect him that much. I guess it kind of made him, I don't know, but like.
It didn't, though.
Yeah. Like, there was no, like.
It only did because he got a big check, and that's how he bought the house. Because the dad was like, hey, I sold my house. Put this with your big check and we can go buy your dream home.
Yeah.
So then you would have had to say how he got a lot of money.
That's
because he said in the movie, oh, I'm only making
40 cents or something.
Whatever. Yeah, it's not much, but I save a lot of it is what he said. It made me laugh. But I save a lot of it.
So it's just one of those things where it's like...
I completely get... The Hunger Games did that for me.
Yeah, but it's just like... And it's, I was going to say, we're going to get off another tangent. I'm going to steer away from it. Okay, so... No, but that's the thing. Like, even down to the very end, I felt like it was just...
Well, you're with the old couple for one day, aren't you?
I feel like it's... Yeah.
Well, technically it's 2 days.
It's a
because
day and a
he
morning.
Goes to
okay.
the hospital or whatever.
So the only time, the only moment that like kind of made me really sad was the part where she has a meltdown at the end.
I know.
Of that day, and I thought she was gonna die that night, and I'm like, I thought he was gonna die that night. Sorry, I was like, I hope this isn't the last time they're seeing each other because that's actually the saddest thing in the world.
That would suck. Yeah. I am really like. The chances of him being by her side and her being like, oh, hi, I know who you are, is like unrealistic.
Right? I thought the exact same thing. It's like,
how would she?
That
could have
went so bad. What if she was like,
man in the
there's a man in my room. There's a man in my room. It's like, oh, that could have been so bad. Like,
I don't really, get it really that emotional during that movie. I don't really.
Yeah, that was
not
was
a part that like really gets me. There were weird things in the movie that kind of caught me off guard now that I'm watching it and I'm like listening and watching. Allie never takes her wedding ring off the entire last half of the movie that she's with Noah.
Okay.
Not once. Isn't that fucking weird?
It's a little strange.
She's sleeping at his house for days at a time.
Isn't it like the biggest fucking diamond in the world though?
I know.
Right. Is. Like it's.
Then again, I'm watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, so it doesn't mean fucking.
This is a big diamond in like the 50s.
I know because she thing. Said that because she double gasped whenever she's like, when she saw it. I know. But yeah, like, and I'm just thinking like, you're fucking gross. Like, it made me disrespect her more.
Yeah.
In my head, I was like, you're already a fucking disgusting person for doing this days at a time.
That's the issue. It's for me, it's like, okay, yeah, like, it's an issue even once. But
regardless.
Like, but, like, it's okay, sure, she goes there and does it once, and you're like, oh, that so sucks. But, you know, as an audience, you kind of want them to be together. So I was like, okay. It's the fact that she's, like, sleeping in his bed and, like...
But, like, for days at a time.
Yeah,
because
it's just like, oh, you're so shitty. Yeah,
because when the mom comes to the house, she's like, Loris, whatever the husband's name is, she's like, he called your hotel.
Oh, Lon. Yeah.
What is his name?
Lon.
And you weren't there yesterday. And I'm like, you're a fucking asshole. You couldn't call your husband yesterday once to be like, hi, honey, I'm fine, I'm healthy, no worries, and then go back to your fucking lover. No.
You see, Ashley, his name's Lon because people walk all over him. Okay?
Who, by the way, I'll get back to this ring thing because I'm still not done like being angry about it. I find him so good looking.
Okay, Ashley, that was going to be my next question. You ready?
He is one of my, like, okay, go ahead.
All honesty, Ryan Gosling or James Marsden, who are you going to end up with?
Oh, fuck.
Okay, let me, okay.
One is rich.
James Marsden or bearded Ryan Gosling? James Marsden, that's the answer. He is like the all-American.
Dude.
Like, he is so charming, he doesn't do anything wrong.
What's his movie when they, the 27 Dresses?
Yeah.
I find him so attractive. And I didn't know that he was the husband. I, for some reason, that blacked out my brain until I watched it again.
You want to hear the weirdest thing? Neither did I. I didn't know that either. I don't know why. I now know because I fucking Googled it after because I was so confused. I always thought it was Paul Rudd.
No.
But the reason why.
Okay. I knew it wasn't him.
The only reason why I always thought it was Paul Rudd, though, is because Paul Rudd plays the exact same character in Romeo and Juliet.
Which I've never seen.
He plays the exact same character.
That's funny.
She wants to marry Romeo, but like her parents want her to marry this rich guy.
Right.
Played by Paul Rudd. It's the same fucking thing.
To be fair, like whenever you watch. Okay, no. I'm not going to get. Let's go to this fucking ring, this bitch, okay? There's a part whenever she's like following the arrows and she's all like giddy with a sheet and she finds the easel and she brings it up. She's wearing that ring in bed when she wakes up. Doesn't Ryan, whatever fuck his name is, Noah, not think that's weird?
Yeah.
Like, before you touch my ding-a-ling, take off the fucking ring.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's weird, okay? I think
he's been mopey for so long that he's just whatever.
He's not even caught up yet. He's like, I don't even know what the fuck day it is. What is happening? Is this real? I know. He doesn't even know. Yeah, and then let's go back to the other guy. Lon, okay? Me personally, from an outside person looking in, she looks a lot happier with him. The times that they were together.
Yeah.
The way she was laughing at that, like, dance scene or, like, the way they laughed together. And I'm like, you never laughed like that with Noah.
Yeah, maybe, like, the first. But, like, all she ever talked about was how they fought all the time.
Noah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And then they make up and everything would be great.
But, like, with Lon, she was, like, in, like, she was a rich bitch. She had, like, the dresses and the good life. And they were riding on horses on the beach. And they were, like, having, like, this rich, luxurious, beautiful life.
Yeah.
And then she goes back to this fucking moron.
Yeah.
Who, I guess, it's true love. I get it.
It is super cute, though, that we see them when they're, they're significantly older. And, they wrote that book for each other. And, like...
No, she wrote it.
Yeah.
She wrote the book and said, read this to me when I'm gone or whatever. Yeah,
so that's super fun. And he does it every, and he like will never leave her side.
It's cute.
I think Lon would have left her by that point. But
by the way, something else that I found really, really creepy is Noah's girlfriend. How much she obsessed over meeting Allie.
Yeah.
Because she came to the house and he's like, it's not a good time. And she's like, can I meet her? And he's like, no.
But it doesn't help that Allie's like, come on in.
And then that was in the morning because they just woke up. And then she leaves at night.
It's dark outside.
So she was there from the morning.
I just picture them sitting there in silence for like hours. Just like.
They had breakfast, lunch, and dinner together. Maria or something like that. Her name is.
Oh, no, I think it was Maria. It doesn't matter.
I know
her husband died in the war. But.
So fucking strange that.
I think it was Mona or something, wasn't it?
I don't.
Fuck, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
She fucking sucks. Who cares? But.
Yeah. I liked her. I felt bad for her.
So fucking weird that she was like obsessed with meeting Allie.
Yeah.
It was weird. And then like the end was sweet though, because she's like, now I remember what I used to feel, and now I will go find that.
Yeah.
And it's not with you, pretty much. That was. But yeah, I like The Notebook. It's not a movie I want to watch every day.
Yeah. Sorry, I had something I was going to say, but I forgot it.
Was it about the fucking wedding ring? That fucking tramp? fucking tramp.
Biatch.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it was funny because like, I was laughing with you guys last week about... I'm sitting there watching The Notebook, and then I get upset at my boyfriend, even though he didn't even do anything. We haven't talked in hours, but I'm just pissed off because we don't have a love like Noah and Allie. So he walks in the bedroom and he goes, hi, what are you up to? I'm like, nothing. What do you want? And he's like, geez, are we fighting? I'm like, yeah, because we don't have this love. And it created this fight out of fucking nowhere because we don't have a love like Noah and Allie. He wouldn't read to me every day. He'd be like, read to your fucking self here.
Yeah. I'm just bummed. I don't know. It just so happens right after The Notebook, we for some reason decided to watch Sweet Home Alabama. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie. It's a Reese Witherspoon movie. And it has weirdly the same plot where it's like...
Every love story.
No. Like the same plot, whereas it's like the second half of The Notebook, though. Like the same plot as the second half, where so Reese Witherspoon, she's like this like fashion designer, and she has this boyfriend who's like a senator, or his mom's a senator. I don't fucking remember. But anyway, yeah, I just watched it. I know, but he's in politics either way. But he's super wealthy, super well off, and he proposes to her. But she's like, listen, I don't want to say yes until I talk to my parents about it. Okay. So I have to go home to Alabama. They live in like New York City. She's like, I have to go home to Alabama to talk to my parents. So what the movie is about is her going home to Alabama because it turns out that she's actually still married to this guy from like when she was like a teenager. All right. Played by Josh Lucas. And so,
are you spoiling anything?
No, this is like the first 10 minutes of the movie. Okay, just making sure. First 10 minutes of the movie. So like she goes home to like, to like get a divorce, but he refuses to divorce her out of spite. And that's what the movie's about, is like her trying to get this fucking guy to divorce her.
Okay.
So she can marry this new guy. But then of course, like because she's home, she's seeing all of her friends and like remembering what it's like to right. be and like why she was in love with this guy in the first place. But it's the same fucking story where it's like the guy she used to be married
to. Two different people.
Yeah. 100%. It's like the guy that she used to be married to is the Noah of the situation. And there's the rich guy who she should fucking be with. And both of these guys didn't do anything wrong. I don't think they did anything wrong, right? Like, Lon's a good guy. Like,
yeah. Well, he was fine because he even said, like, you know you have a good man whenever she walked in and she's like, I gotta go and take care of a few things. And he said, are you okay? She said, yeah. And he said, have a good trip.
Yeah.
You know you have a good man.
100%.
When he said, do you need anything? No? Are you okay? Yep. Perfect. Have a good trip. Call me when you can.
Like, they could have so easily thrown in a weird thing where, like, she went in to tell him about her infidelity, right. and she walks in on him banging his secretary. Like, she could have, right. they could have thrown anything in there to make him look like a piece of shit.
Because even at the end, he took it like a gentleman where he was like, one thing, I could beat him up.
Yeah.
Or two thing, or second thing, I still stay with you. Or yeah. third, I lose you.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to do? You know, but he was very like any other man would have been like, fucking ho, give me my ring.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
But at least he was like, listen, you fucked up. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
After he knew though, that whole drive. Picture that whole drive going up there.
Fucking white knuckle.
Knowing.
The whole
knowing
time.
Knowing because her dad told him.
Yeah. The last thing on The Notebook I want to bring up, what was that whole thing, the very end with her mom? The last conversation with her mom, where her mom brought her to the
digging site or whatever.
I guess gravel. I don't know what the fuck it is, but yeah. And she points out like the guy that she, like the Noah that she used to love. What the fuck is she trying to say?
I actually really, really liked that.
Yes, so did I, but I don't know, is she trying to say like, you'll get over it, or like you'll fall in love with Lon, it'll be fine.
No,
or is she trying to say go back with Noah?
Like, I think she said go back to Noah, because whenever she pulled up, she even said, I sit here sometimes and I watch him.
I wonder if that guy even recognizes her.
No, probably not. She's like, I sit here and I watch him and I think of how our life would have been.
Yeah.
Because she chose money. She chose the Lon.
Yeah.
While this guy was the Noah, who obviously makes no money.
Yeah.
Excuse me if you work in a gravel plant. I don't know how much money you make.
You make decent money.
But you get my point, though, of...
Definitely
and I think
collar, though.
Because even wherever she dropped her off, she knew what Allie was going to do because she gave Allie the letters.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
She's like, here's your letters. I know what you're going to do. I want you. Here, take this poison. Take these letters, and it'll point you to Noah. I'm not going to tell you to go to Noah.
Yeah.
Here's the letters and read them and go that way. And she knew what she was doing.
Okay.
And I actually really respect her more for that. Because any other mother would have been like, no, you need to go for the money. I know you'll be taken care of. You'll have good kids. You'll have a good home. I know you'll be safe.
Mm-hmm.
While Noah, she's like, he's selling his house. What the fuck are you going to do?
No, it's true.
Like, the house is for sale. What are you going to do? Where are you going to live? He's poor.
Yeah, well, whatever, they're gonna
she's poor,
they're
too.
Happy. They're happy.
I know, but I think that's so. I think the mother said, "Choose love, see where it takes you."
Yeah, 100%. Okay, talk about Dirty Dancing a little bit. It's, you know, because Dirty Dancing lost this battle. Let's show it a little bit of love.
We should
show a little bit of love.
A little more about Dirty Dancing.
First of all, what is with all of the one percenters in this movie being the worst people in the world?
What is the what?
One percenters of this movie? Like, all of the rich guys, in particular, are all the fucking worst. All of them. There's the fucking guy that's like, that thinks he's like dating her the whole movie. That's like walking around telling the help like, hey, you do this or you're fired. Sometimes you gotta talk to him like that, honey. It's like, oh my God, this guy's the fucking worst. Everything you say, like...
And then there's the one guy who slept with the sister, and then the sister walked in on him cheating on her.
Yeah. Did he ever sleep with her? I don't think he did. She was going to. She said, like, tonight's the night.
Right, she was going to.
But I think that's when he walked in. That's when she walked in on him.
Yeah, because she was going to his room.
That guy's the biggest douche in the world, too. Gets the girl pregnant, and then, like...
Yeah, the same chick. The same guy.
Yeah. And then doesn't fucking, you know, to do it. Like, he's like, oh, that's not mine. Or, like, I don't even know what the fuck he says. I think he just says, like,
right,
sucks to be you kind of thing.
Right. I think he just kind of brushes it off.
And then he fucking has the audacity to go up to the doctor and be like, hey, doc, thanks for helping me out with that situation. It's like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, this guy.
Who was it that said, tell baby, or, yeah, that's the same guy. He's like, thank you for helping with the situation. And he's like, is that where my money went to? Was for the Schmorschmorschen, and that's how he found out.
No, well, that's how he found out about the Schmorschmorschen, but like...
No, about that his money that baby
No. Baby just told him about that. After he was like helping her. After he showed up to like give her medication. I don't know what he did that was... I guess he just
gave I think he had a needle.
And maybe gave her painkillers or something.
Just the antibiotic just because she had a fever. So she
had an infection. Yeah.
He needed to like slow her heart rate and get down the fever.
Okay. So she told, he's like, is that where my money went to? And she's like, I'm sorry, daddy. And he's like, you're not the girl I thought you were, which is fucking deep. It's like, oh my God. Like,
if dad ever said that, I'd cry.
I'd like, well, you know what? Fuck you.
Literally what I would say. Yeah. All right, bye.
You're exactly the person I thought you were.
I'll talk to you tomorrow when you cry and apologize tomorrow. Whatever. Yeah. And then what I found really funny was, first off, I'm not the one to like stare if I'm trying to look away if I can. But that scene in the lake, her like boobies were pointing so bad. And it was throwing me off guard. That's all I could look at. And I was like, no, look at the scene. The scene is beautiful. Blah, 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 blah. But then I found out actually, I don't know if you're from the States or Canada or whatever, but apparently it was 40 degrees Fahrenheit, 4 degrees Celsius that day.
4 degrees?
Yeah, I guess it was so cold. And Patrick Swayze was like, we had to stay in this lake for so long doing the scene over and over and over. And apparently they were like having to get like heat packs in between because they were so fucking cold.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so 4 degrees, that's fucking cold.
That's fucking cold. That's almost.
I don't even go for a run when it's 4 degrees. Fuck that. I'm good. That's how cold it is. Like, I'm good. So, yeah, actually, it's kind of sad when you hear that. But the whole scene, it kind of dampers it for me.
Yeah. It's a very unfortunate. I don't have much to talk about with this movie. I don't know. It's just...
And the lift, too, is really odd because I found out that actually she was really scared of the lift. They didn't do it that much.
Really?
Apparently, it freaked her out. She didn't like it.
I don't blame her. She goes fucking face first.
Dude.
And he's not... Is he a professional dancer like Patrick Swayze? I doubt it.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I doubt it. I doubt it. He's from Red Dawn.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good fucking movie, actually. Red Dawn's good.
I've never
good.
Seen it. It's not... So, just by coincidence, okay, ever since we started doing this, every person I know gives me suggestions of other movies to watch.
Shut up.
And it's so stupid, because I'm like, do you guys not understand? But no. You are so guilty for it. I'm here watching Mortal Kombat, which, by the way... Spoiler, not spoiler, it got leaked that Sub-Zero accidentally leaked that he got signed on for 4 sequels.
Really?
I don't know what the hell they're going to be about, but it was leaked. So anyways, we can talk about that later. We're not going to go into Mortal Kombat off of this segue. Okay.
Okay, well, can we at least say that Mortal Kombat was a fucking awesome movie?
Dude,
it was a fucking awesome movie.
That movie was fucking good.
It was a fucking awesome movie.
That was a good movie. I am very, very, I would prefer that movie over the old one. That was a great movie.
Yeah.
So, you were bad for it because during Mortal Kombat, you were like, here's 8 TV shows that you should watch. Each one has at least 3 seasons.
Well, hold on. You need to watch these. Okay, let's start this. Okay, now we're tangenting more. Okay.
You and
no.
your wife
no.
gave me this
no,
list.
No. You asked for the list. You just finished watching something, and you said, I don't even remember the fuck you just finished watching. Once you say it, I'm like, oh yeah. But
Hell's Kitchen.
No, it was a show you just finished watching.
The Servant.
Yeah. So you just finished watching that and you're like, okay, I finished that in like a day.
Right.
I need something else to watch.
You said American Gods and I was like, cool.
Yeah.
And then I come over and you're like, hey, I decked out like seven more for you.
I thought of American Gods on the top of my head. After thinking about it, I'm like, no, you gotta watch
Pushy Daisies, okay, the Mindy Project. American Gods.
That was Melissa.
The Leftovers.
This is your brother talking, Steve. This is The Leftovers is amazing. And it's done. It's only 3 seasons. It's done.
Okay.
Atlanta has 2 seasons, and it's probably the greatest show
ever. Atlanta isn't even on the list.
Yes, it is. It's amazing. It's.
No, you decided another one.
No, I gave you 3. I gave you the 3 best shows.
Oh, my God.
I gave you a list of the 3 greatest shows to come out in the last 10 years.
I can read them all for you.
So I gave The Leftovers. I gave you
Schitt's Creek.
No, this is Melissa talking.
Okay.
Don't listen to me.
Master of None.
Yes, Master of None I gave you.
Breaking Bad.
That's good.
And then American Gods, Big Little Lies, Happy Endings.
Happy Endings is amazing. If you like How I Met Your Mother, you should watch Happy Endings. It's fantastic.
Pause. I don't have... That's the whole point. But anyways, so every day I go into work, someone is like, oh my God, you should watch Becky, or you should watch The Stand-Up, or you should watch this. And coincidentally, last week, my coworker was explaining to me Red Dawn.
Okay.
But I didn't know who was in Red Dawn.
Yeah.
So I find it so funny that it like circled, and I told him today, and I was like, oh yeah, I watched Dirty Dancing last night. And he's like, did you watch Red Dawn yet? No. And he's like, it's the same actors, idiot. Like, go watch Red Dawn. I found that funny.
Red Dawn's good. And you know what? And they did a remake of it recently, like within the last 5-6 years, that was pretty decent as well. It wasn't bad. Which had like Chris Hemsworth in it.
Ooh.
And as like the Patrick Swayze role, right?
Okay.
And No, I don't know why I just thought of, I think it's because some of the actors in Red Dawn, I was like, The Outsider should have been on this list. That's a good fucking movie.
I've never seen it either.
It's pretty good. It has Patrick Swayze as like the older brother. And C. Thomas Howell's in this movie too, but I don't remember his name.
I remember reading that when I was a kid. Wasn't that a book we were supposed to read when you were a kid? I know my one coworker was so pissed off that Shock and Barrels wasn't on the list.
What's that? Shock and Barrels?
Two Lock, Shock and Barrels?
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels? It's not on the list.
No.
Okay. Snatches, but Lock's not.
Yeah, but like they were saying that is, and I'm like, I've seen it. And I was like, of course, the one movie I have seen is not on the list.
No.
But then we were talking about the Boondock Saints then.
Boondock Saints isn't on the list either. And
I know.
I love that movie. I don't think it's one of the greatest movies ever created.
No, that's like the beads and the cross. That's the picture. Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, it's a fucking awesome movie. Lock, Stock's a great movie. My problem is it's very similar to Snatch.
Right.
And I'm like, and I think Snatch is just a better made movie.
I agree.
So that's why I'm like, if I have to pick one of them, I'm going to throw Snatch on there.
It's just No, it worked out perfectly with The French Connection. That was the perfect. Wasn't that the...
No, it was
Ocean's 11.
Right? Here's the thing. See, everything I put together, it's a good double feature.
I know.
So, anyway.
But yeah, there's not much I can really say about the movie. I'm sorry. Like, I really wanted to like it because I know the stigma and how it was. It does have a big name, and I know there's so many spinoffs of it, and I know.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I already knew all the catchphrases. Yeah, that baby in the corner, by the way. Okay, I knew the catchphrase. I know, right? Here's the thing. When I was watching the movie, I was picturing, like, her getting, like, pushed off the dance floor because she sucks at dancing, and she got pushed in the corner. She was sitting in a fucking chair, barely in a corner.
Barely. It's like some person was reading that script and was like, this is the scene, but like didn't fucking...
The adjacent wall is smaller than my foot. And he's like, nope, it's baby. Okay. Like, what the fuck, no, buddy?
I think it has to do with the fact that it's another like wealthy one percenter telling her what to do, and he's over letting them tell anybody what to do. So he's like, nobody puts baby. You know what I mean? It's just one of those, because like that's the, like we were talking about earlier, right? He wants to do his own thing, but because he doesn't have any money, he keeps getting pushed around right. by all these people who do. And it, like once he gets fired, he's like, fuck it. I'm fucking going. You know what I mean? Like I'm doing my thing. So he like.
Which he did at the end.
Which I gotta throw it out there too. I kind of feel bad for the dance partner with the Shmishmortion, because like she's probably not better yet, eh? For like the last,
she was at the end.
Yeah, because yeah, like he fucking ditched her like a pair of dirty socks. Like he's like, all right, baby's in my corner now. You're out. Like
no, he did. He did. She was the end because she was cheering with everyone else. When they were like walking up the aisle, like dancing up the aisle, she was in all that. Yeah, because it was the one part whenever he's arguing with her dad and he's like, I know you're the one that got her pregnant and you're this is, and he's like, you're right, I am. And he walked away because he has been that person to try and fight all these people to prove who he is.
Yeah.
That now is the point where you're like, you're going to think what you want to think.
And I don't give a fuck.
I'm done. Yeah. I can't persuade you. Mm. I'm good.
And I, there's even a weird moment.
I can't sway you. Sorry, go ahead.
It's almost as good as my lawn joke.
Almost. Oh, they like to walk on them. So stupid.
I thought about that at the moment. I thought about
that. Is the grass
that.
Always greener?
I thought.
You can go ahead.
I thought about that joke maybe like 5 minutes before I said it. And that 5 minutes was me trying to work it into a sentence. Like, that's how long. I thought about that. I'm like, oh, that's because you asked me what's his name. I'm like, Lon. And I'm like, oh.
It's that Jimmy Fallon word sneak.
Yeah, I was trying
when
so
Michelle hard. Melissa McCarthy is trying to sneak in like Pikachu. And she's like, man, I went to the grocery store and I got a banana and it's yellow. You know what else is yellow? I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, I heard this funny story that the cast of the Avengers Endgame, like when that movie was coming out and they were like doing their rounds, so everybody was in like clumps of three. So it was like Jeremy Renner, Scarlett Johansson, and somebody else. I don't remember who, but like, and then there was like Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan.
I know
Stan.
Chris was with Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Because they were like, did you steal any props? And she's like, I was new. I didn't steal anything. And Chris Hemsworth and...
I think Chris Evans was in that one too, wasn't he?
No. Captain Iron Man, his double. I don't know his
name. Oh, you're talking about Rhodey. You're talking about War Machine.
So yeah, Don Cheadle. Those three were
okay. But it was funny. Apparently, a lot of the cast, while they were doing interviews, they were like... they would like pick a phrase beforehand and it was the first person who could work the phrase into their answer. Like the one was, well, that's just how the cookie crumbles. And it was just like them trying to fit it into sentences. And it's funny because like there's like montages online of them saying it over and over again. And just like, well, that's just the way the cookie crumbles, you know? Just
it's
so
that,
funny.
It, my favorite thing was the fucking Lonely Island when they did the Jimmy Fallon one.
Sorry, I just thought of something. Go ahead.
So when Lonely Island was doing Popstar, they like snuck in, well, you know what Jimmy always says. Yeah, yeah. And it was the most stupidest line, but they saved it because Jimmy Fallon was the final interview and they saved them all. And he's like, well, you know what Jimmy Fallon, you know what our buddy Jimmy always says. That's just how it goes. And the interviewer's like, what? And the three guys just laugh.
I've been watching, I don't know why, I went down a rabbit hole one day and it was Andy Samberg on Seth Meyers. Like, okay. You know, the show, like the Seth Meyers show? Is it late night with
I
Seth Meyers?
I didn't know Seth Meyers, no.
You know what I'm talking about now?
No.
He has like a show.
I know
like,
who Seth Meyers is.
Yeah. He has a show like Jimmy Fallon. But anyway, Andy Samberg, he has like a little, okay, so Seth Meyers has this little dog and his name's Frisbee, and okay. He's just the weirdest looking dog. He's like he's like the size of a Chihuahua. He's got no hair. He kind of looks like a greyhound, but like a tiny greyhound. It's okay. So fucking weird looking. And his name's Frisbee, and Andy Samberg fucking hates this dog. So it's like I just went on this like rabbit hole of like him interviewing with like other people and like Seth Meyers talking about Frisbee and how much he doesn't like Frisbee. There's one where Seth Meyers and Colin Jost, who like writes for SNL, he does like the Weekend Update. They were doing just like a Skype interview.
Okay.
And all of a sudden his phone started blowing up and it was Andy Samberg. And it was just him saying like, "You're not doing Seth Meyers, are you?" It's like, "Oh, I hope that you're not still doing that show. That would be really embarrassing." And it's like, "You hate Frisbee too, right?" And then the last one's, "I need you to tell me you hate Frisbee." I need to know you hate Frisbee.
Like, I love Andy. He is so quick.
He's so funny.
I love how quick he is.
You know what? I just actually watched a movie with him that I would recommend. It's on Amazon Prime. It's like an
Stop recommending me movies. What is it?
It's called Palm Springs. I recommend it. It's good.
Okay.
He's very funny.
Then we're done. Who has the mother from How About Your Mother?
Yes.
We went full circle, guys. Yes.
That's a show. That's it, folks.
Yeah. Also, really quickly too, we're back on Dirty Dancing. No more segues. The ending, the sister is like sitting at the table and she's in a literal bra and like a short skirt.
Yeah.
And it just shows you how like the two daughters are so different. Mm-hmm. How the dad respects the two. Because with baby, he treats her so like you're a young kid. Who, by the way, she was like 36 when they filmed this movie.
Really?
She was old.
I do. Well, there is one scene where... Sorry, I'm trying to sneeze. There is one scene where the talent show's brought up at like the breakfast. And he's like, "We're leaving." And they're like, "No, you got to stay." And he's like, "All right." And then the one daughter was like, "I was going to sing in the talent show." And he's like, "What were you going to sing?" And then she starts telling him. And he literally just stands up and walks away.
But she follows.
Yeah, to like keep talking to him. He literally just like asks a question and then stands up and leaves.
It's fucking great. But you can see the whole different... Because if baby dressed like that...
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been okay. And she's in this floor-length dress. And it's like... While this other daughter has like cleavage at the wazoo up to her chin.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I know what you're thinking. She's a terrible singer.
Oh, she's awful. She's everything like about that awful. Character is awful.
She's like, so funny, except for the ending. She was really sweet. Yeah. When they like, she put her head on her shoulder. And I was like, that's something I would do to my sister. I don't know. It was really sweet. Anyway. But anyway, sorry, Dirty Dancing.
I like you, Dirty Dancing. I think you're a great flick. So
I think it just didn't age well. That's all.
Yeah. Okay.
It was too much for this generation. Which, the generation that's growing up right now, who are open with all of this, they would appreciate it more than I would. Where I'm kind of like, in my generation, it was kind of like we don't talk about that. It's like under the table, hush, hush.
Yeah.
So it just kind of made me uncomfortable. That was the entire focus of this movie.
Getting that girl in trouble.
What a weird way to say it. But I did love her dad. Dad would have done the same thing for us. Oh. I woke him up and I was like, "I need you right now. No questions asked. Let's go." He'd be like, "Where are we going?
Yeah.
Whose car are we taking?"
Also, I don't know. I don't know if you ever watched Gilmore Girls before.
No,
I'm not saying watch
it. I'm not watching it.
Although you should. It's fantastic. But anyway,
is that at Alexis Bledel?
Yeah. She's good in it. But the mom from Dirty Dancing plays like Alexis Bledel's grandmother, so like her mom's mom.
Okay.
Right. So, but anyway, so she's a fucking asshole in that show. So that's all I thought about the entire time I saw her.
I've seen her many times in movies.
Yeah. Although I respect the fuck out of. So after Patrick Swayze's like, "Nobody puts baby in a corner," and he fucking takes her.
Yeah,
the dad mother stands up and the mom's like, "You sit right back down."
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, I did not see that coming.
See, I think I have that control. Like, if my boyfriend is so angry, he could do the same to me. If I'm so angry and if I stand up and I'm going to lose it and he just kind of sit down, it's okay.
Yeah.
I would do the same thing. I'd be like, okay, sit down. Okay, it's fine. Because it was what he was saying. He said, something. But she's a great dancer. And whenever he said that, I think that was the moment where she's like, you need to sit down. It's not what you think.
He's like, she is not a great dancer. And he flips the tit. No, that's...
Could you fucking imagine?
You got too far. Fuck. You could call her smart. You could call her funny. But she is not a great
dancer. Imagine they actually do the dance and she's fucking terrible. And the whole place just sit there staring at her.
That was another thing I actually found super... I'm so sorry. But like, I found that super interesting too. The first dance they do when they like go away and do the dance so she could get the, yeah. the, you know, the procedure. I was expecting her to be terrible and she was okay.
Yeah. She like tripped up once or twice.
Yeah. But then she goes to do the lift, but chickens out
yeah.
and starts doing the weird thumb thing.
Yeah.
But in the car, she brings it up and Patrick Swayze is so supportive of her.
Yeah.
I did not. You'd think...
Where she was like, there was a few mishaps. And he's like, yeah, but you did great.
Yeah. Isn't that... I don't know what... Because that is... Up until this point, he's been kind of a dick to her. So for him to... Like, you'd think...
Didn't they make love by that point?
I don't think so. Well, they might have, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. But no, I don't know why. When I was watching it, I that part threw me off.
You have a very good point.
Yeah, because it's just like, you'd think it'd be the other way around, where she'd be like, I did good, right? And he'd be like, well, you missed a few steps. You could have done
well. It wasn't a competition, though. It was just random.
And she fucking helped him out. Like, she helped him out. Like, went out of her way to
help
him out.
Well, no. Pause. She did not help him out.
Good point.
The fact that he was like, I respect you because you went through all of this effort, the lake, you dancing 12 hours a day, whatever.
Yeah.
You... with your money helped my partner.
Yeah.
We both still have jobs. We thank you. And on top of that, I think her dad helped her at that point too. So it's like
No, because the procedure got done that night.
But it was her money. So he's like, you gave your dad's money and you're here. Thank you. Everything is fine. You're good.
Just, I don't know. It's
all... Yeah, that was a very good point. I didn't think of that.
But...
That was a very good point because I would have been pissed.
Yeah. No, he was such, like, he turned into the nicest fucking guy. But it's just, I don't know, like, it's a respect thing. I don't know, I like Patrick Swayze. I think he's a fucking awesome actor. It's a shame that he's not with us anymore.
No, he was a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
Did I find him to be like the, I would have a poster of him in my bedroom? Like, no, I don't find him that attractive. That's Lawn, in my opinion.
Lawn with all the bandages.
Like the
arm cast.
Yes! Hey, can I take you out when I get better? I'd be like, fuck yeah. We go tonight. I'll fucking wheel you in. Let's go. Let me get the handicap van. You got it, buddy. No props.
It's like, we'll just throw all your meals in a blender. It'll be great.
Like, seriously, man. Like, do you got bandages down there? Are we good down there? Yeah,
He's like, hips are still working.
The hips still work, honey. Don't you worry. Yeah, honestly, God. Dirty Dancing, I'm sorry.
I just wish you were laying over her with like the bandages.
You are so gross.
Anyway, that's all I got. All right, I'm out. Nobody put Stevie in the corner.
Nobody puts who?
Stevie.
See, my name doesn't go. Nobody puts Ash in the corner. I need like an extra
syllable. Well, it goes really good with Ashley. What do you want?
Ashley, you're right. That is good.
Bye, 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 bye.